Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this is the Madden Voice this week with a different voice for our Players Bowl preview show. My name is Kevin Scott. Most of you guys know me as EAFL's GoVols817. I'm stepping in to guest host the show tonight. EAFL Commish is out with some other obligations. So I'm going to step in, take care of business tonight. We got a big time show coming up. Obviously, the show focus is on GameTimePhilly.net's Ultimate Players Bowl 7, $3,000 guaranteed grand prize, brought to you by BringIt.com, the official sponsor. Obviously, Players Bowl is the big event of the year for Madden. It's coming up this weekend. All the big names are going to be out there. Everything's going to be going down. Going to have some crew versus crew stuff going on. So get locked in for Players Bowl. I know everyone's labbing hard and getting going, but the focus of the show today is Players Bowl, everything that's going to be happening at Players Bowl, all the extracurricular activities that's going down, some of the feuds that's going down. Hopefully we can get some of that hype tonight on the show, get some good stuff stirred up. Check all that good stuff out. Looks like we got a big lineup tonight. Game Time Philly Commissioner Bobby Storm. He'll be checking in with us here shortly. Mad Nation's Corn Star, Mad Nation's RG. We got Madden Challenge 2006 winner, which was actually Madden 07. National Champion Four Horsemen's Fool calling in the show tonight. BringIt.com CEO Woody Levine is going to be calling in to talk about the Players Bowl and their sponsorship. Steve-O, King of the Couch and Brotherhood, NJ Rod, Squeeze, Philly Ron's going to be calling us. The Four Horsemen's Young Fella and Hypnotic, both going to be calling the show. And we are looking forward to possibly hearing from the EAFL Classic 2 champion, Cheese. We don't have a confirmation on Cheese calling in or not, but he won the EAFL tournament. We're going to get that guy on the phone, we hope. So looking forward to talking to him, see what his thoughts on the tournament were coming up. Looking forward to all our guests tonight talking about Players Bowl, getting everything hype and ready. Looks like, let me get over here to my switchboard. Looks like we got some, man, phone lines are already full. Give me one second. Let me just get everybody organized. As I said, my name's Kevin, and I'm GoVols817. I'm the guest host tonight, so I'm having to get together everybody's phone number, who all we're bringing into the show. Let me get to my switchboard. Let me first go to this 845, area code 845. You're on.
All right, GoVols, what's going on? It's Coach K, man.
What's up, Coach? Welcome in. How you doing tonight?
All right, all right. Hyped like you for Players Bowl coming up this weekend. Big weekend.
Big time show for us tonight. I got Coach is going to help me through this. Obviously, this is my first time hosting the Madden Voice. I've volunteered, was asked to fill in because I have experience with my show. I'm very excited about the opportunity to represent the Madden Voice and the AFL, and we're going to put on a great show tonight. We got, like I said, we got a great lineup. Coach, you heard me put on the lineup. You got anything to add about what we got going on?
No, just looking forward to this Bobby going over the whole Players Bowl weekend, what's going to be going on. He also has a special announcement that he's going to give out on this edition of the Madden Voice. So definitely looking forward to that. And, just looking forward to a great show.
Awesome. First off, we want to remind everyone, the guest call-in number tonight, area code 347-838-9525. If you need to be heard, press 1. It raises a little hand on the switchboard so I know to come to you. If you're just calling in to listen to the show, then I'm going to just kind of ignore you the best I can. But if you are on hold right now and you're supposed to be on the show, I've got everybody's number that's scheduled for a guest. I'm trying to look through that frantically to see who all we've got. But if you're supposed to be on or you want to come on and ask a question, make a comment, hit that one and raise your hand. I'll grab you absolutely as fast as I can. So let's see. First things first, we got a 215. Let me find who. Do we know who that is, Kay, from the 215?
That's most likely Philly Ron.
Philly Ron. Let's see. We got Philly Ron. Oh, yeah, we got looks like Philly Ron from the 215. Let's welcome Philly Ron in. Philly Ron, is that you?
Yes, sir. What's up, man? How you doing?
And good, doing good, Philly Ron. Good to have you on the show.
Glad to be on.
All right. Looks like we got a an 865. Now, I know that's from the Knoxville area. Let's see. Are we expecting anybody from an 865, Kay?
It doesn't look like it. It's set to
all right. Let's hold off on that for just a second. We got a 484. Let's see
that's
who for it. That's Bobby Storm. We definitely have to get the man Bobby Storm on the air. Bobby, welcome to the Mad Voice once again. Sounds like Bobby's got something going on. He's doing Morse code into the phone. What's up, Bobby? Bobby, you with us?
Who's on the 484? That should be Bobby. He's either 484 or 267.
We'll mute the 484 because he doesn't seem to be coming. We'll go back to it. And then we got the 417 is on hold also, trying to look through this list here. 417, I don't see it. Let's grab that 417, see who it is. 417 area code, you're on the Madden Voice.
Yeah, what up? This is Newton. I was just listening in, man.
All right, man. We'll just put you back on mute if you want to be heard. Hit that one button and we'll get you. All right. Let's see. Let's grab this 865. 865 area code, you're on the Madden Voice. Let me grab him. Hang on. 865, go ahead.
Just listening.
Just listening. All right, brother. We'll put you back on mute. All right, cool. So right now we got Philly Ron. We got Coach K. Just to reset you, my name is Govals. I'm stepping in for T tonight. Philly Ron, you got something you're wanting to put out there tonight for the show?
I'm just calling in, try to participate in any way I can, you know, for the show. Let y'all know normally what I try to do when you come to my city is try to be as good a host as I can. Make sure you guys are, you know, get to wherever you need to go. Make sure you experience some part of Philly while you're actually in Philly. If it's as far as just getting a regular cheesesteak, as far as, you know, we walk over from the actual tournament site down to South Street. I see guys were talking today about water ice online. We can definitely take a walk. Same thing on South Street and hit up Rita's for y'all to get some water ice. Excuse my background. I got my kids in the background.
No problem.
And then I'd also was talking to my wife over the weekend and said, you know, we may, you know, how would you feel about, you know, throwing something together and we possibly try to do some platters or something at the event? And, you know, she said that, you know, she could do something like that. Only thing we're worried about now is I'm just trying to make sure that that won't cause a conflict with the event. I don't want to do anything that would cause the Holiday Inn to look negatively on what Bobby's doing. So I'll be able to do that for you guys as long as it doesn't cause a conflict with the event. Now, if they have something, if we have something that I can bring that's not going to cause any issues, more than likely that's going to be like sodas or juices or snacks or something. I could probably definitely get that because I don't think they can believe how you know, where you got a soda or something from. And I don't know if you guys have been there before, but you buy a bottle of soda from that event, you talk about like $1.75 to $2 for a regular little soda.
Wow. Yeah. That's a pretty penny. So basically what you're trying to do is team up with Bobby, and as soon as we are sure we got Bobby, I mean, I went to that 484 again and didn't get anything. As soon as we're sure we got Bobby, we could surely get to that because – in these economic times, we need to find everywhere we can to save people some money. So, absolutely. So, well, that's cool. I mean, so you're basically a welcoming committee. I mean, are you helping? Are you part of the crew that kind of helps set this thing up and make it go?
Well, I'm a personal friend of Bobby. So my crew, of course, I deal with is SNS. So I got my guys be there competing. You know, Boy Blue, Replay, Richie, SJR, Bud, Drew Skill, or Drew Kill. I'm sorry if I pronounced the name wrong. But we have a lot of guys that are going to be there, but as far as getting the things going, I try to make sure, you know, I take off on Friday, try to make sure if Bobby needs any help, I, you know, can go assist him, help him, make sure he's able to put on an event, because I don't know if anybody knows, but this thing is extremely stressful trying to do this, and I don't like to see any of my friends feel like they got the weight of the world on their shoulders, and nobody out there really just coming to them to say, yo, what do you need me to do to help you out? So that's what I'm really there for. I'm more than likely I won't be competing this year. I'm just out there to make sure that everybody's enjoying themselves and see if is there any way I can help out with making your experience in my city a little, you know, better, so that you can concentrate on gaming and hopefully trying to win an event.
So all basically, right. So basically, you're the Tom Hagen to this deal.
Yeah.
You're right.
And normally I compete. Normally I'm compete. What I'm more than likely I'll probably be out there getting on my camera, just doing interviews with people. But at the same time, I'm falling back this year to trying to promote my crew more. You know, try to stay out. I'm not saying I was ever in the limelight, but I'm trying to push back so that I can bring my guys forward a little more. They've been doing a great job this year. So instead of it being that's Philly Ryan's crew or whatever, I want to make sure it's being said that that's Replay's work that he put in, making sure SNS is strong. That's Blue's work that he's putting out there. Making sure the crew get looks or is considered a threat, no matter what event they're at. So I'm just this year, because I did a lot of regular coaching, I'm trying to fall back on the Madden side and make sure that I'm promoting my guys or pushing them into the limelight so that they can experience, you know, some of the love I've experienced with this game.
Yeah, so you know, I'll tell you what I'm excited about. I'm excited about. It sounds like between yourself. Obviously with Bobby Storm, you know, with Kamish, with T doing what he's been doing. It sounds like the actual coverage and the organization of this event is going to be such that, you know, for guys like me that's not going to be able to make the trip, we are going to be able to get an absolute full idea of the experience that took place because of the hard work of some of the guys that sacrificed and not being able to play, but to add to the event and make it an excellent event to be a part of.
Yes. Bobby puts a lot of effort in this, man. I was a part of his original crew. I've always, and Bobby can vouch for me, I've always done whatever I can to help. So, you know, he puts a lot of effort into this thing, man. As far as the planning goes, we had a couple conversations this week already about some other stuff that he's dealing with the tournament. And it's always nice to just have somebody that you can call or somebody who's going to basically be a straight shooter with you, but at the same time always offer assistance to you in any way that you can. That's one of the biggest things that I think that's being left out with the community right now. I think we all need to build that camaraderie, build that those relationships outside of the competitive nature. Everybody respects each other when they're playing the game. Everybody deals with each other when they're at these tournaments. But I have relationships with these guys outside of these events. You know, there was a guy who used to do a show, Mario and Coach D. For a while, I was calling and just checking up on Coach D and one of his boys, Smoke, who they don't even play the game no more. But you know, because of those relationships that you build, you want to just keep in touch with those guys, make sure everybody's doing all right. And I wanted to make sure that all these guys who are playing now don't miss out on that opportunity. It's almost like you're in a sport right now, and you have to enjoy the competitors that you're around or some of the teammates that you have, because you're building a lot of relationships now. And I'm not going to say they're going to carry you elsewhere, but these are some valuable people that you're around that you can, you know, further develop things with later on down the line.
And,
yeah. I want to reset where we're at with, you know, I'm Go Vols. You got Coach K on the line. We're talking to Philly Ron. And as I bring EAFL Commish T into the fray, I want to remind everyone that's sitting on hold, if you got something to say, hit one, that little hand will pop up. I know I got a few people just listening. We're going to bring Commish T in. But as I bring Commish T in, Philly Ron, I want to say that I feel like in the, you know, since the Madden Voice has gotten started and has kind of as evolved into what it is, that's exactly what Commish has been trying to do. Bring everyone together, collaborating in a positive manner. Yes, everyone can be competitors between the lines, but when it comes to you get outside the lines, there's no sense in everyone butting each other's head. Putting together a well-organized, cooperative event that's going to be a good competitive environment that people are going to enjoy far outweighs who won the trash-talking battle. I mean, is that basically what you're getting at, too?
Oh, yeah, for sure, because the trash-talking is – that's only good while you're good. But if you have a relationship with these people, you can have that fire to compete against these dudes, even without all of that trash talking. The trash talking is really just for show. I mean, we all saw. I don't know if we all saw, but a lot of people should have seen American Gangster by now. I don't mean to be giving, you know, any type of films that type of publicity, but at the same time, in the film. Oh, who's the guy? I can't remember. I know Denzel said it, but I can't remember who he was portraying. But he said the loudest person in the room is the weakest person in the room. So you got to make sure that, you know, after a while, all that screaming and trash talking is going to be looked at as you trying to hide a weakness. You know, it's not really about that. Just go out there, play your game. You know, you beat the person, you beat the person. Now, I'm not trying to tell anybody how to play. I'm just letting you know you may build more relationships by not trying just to attack a person than just sitting right next to them and playing them. But again, to each his own, you can do what you want. I'm just telling you what's worked for me. That's all.
Well, American Gangster is a great movie, and he was talking to the character played by Cuba Gooding Jr., who always seemed to flash himself, and his little brother started to tell Cuba Gooding Jr. in that movie, and that's who he was speaking to and the character he's talking about, and that's an excellent analogy. T, you're on the line with us. Give us your thoughts so far on the subject.
It's weird to be calling in and actually not behind the mic, so bear with me, a little bit of an adjustment, but sounds good. It's good to hear who I hear, and, you know, I want to clarify one thing. I mean, it's easy to do what we do. When I say we, meaning guys like me and Coach K and even other shows that are on where all we have to do really is host the show and help spread the word, but the true warriors are the tournament directors. You know, Bobby Storm, NJ Rod, T-Boy, you know, these guys that are behind the scenes and wheeling and dealing and trying to create a venue where everybody can go meet up with people in a safe environment, play the game, enjoy each other, compete on the highest level possible. I mean, you know, compared to what they do, what we do is really, I mean, I appreciate the kudos, Go Vols, but, you know, the real credit goes to the tournament directors. And, you know, and to all the guys that come out of their pockets to travel, take their buses, their planes, and whatever to come to these events and support the events. You know, I like what we do, which is just help spread the word. But, you know, I got to give the credit back to the community, to Bobby and, you know, Philly Ron is there supporting Bobby, is, you know, left and right hand. And, you know, these are the guys that are in the trenches. And I think sometimes the guys in these communities, when they want to run their mouths and talk, they should really do that and thank what is being presented. Because if it wasn't for the vision of these guys and their wherewithal and determination to bring these events to people, we wouldn't have them. You know, we wouldn't have them. So, you know, we got to sit back and give thanks.
I wholeheartedly agree. I guess what I was trying to say is that somehow – somewhere, somebody has to provide an avenue for that allegiance to take place, and so that's why I include your name and your show, because it seems like you have fostered an environment to bring all these tournament directors who do work so hard and all these guys who do put in all this time and the heavyweights of the game, bringing all these people together. I mean, maybe not now, but I would say you're similar to Al Davis back in the day when the NFL and the AFL were having to come together. He facilitated that merger, and that's somebody's got to be there to foster the allegiance, and so that's why I included it. Certainly, if the tournament directors aren't putting the money down and they're not putting the tournament together and putting up with all the headache, then you're not getting anywhere. So a complete agreement. Kate, you got any comment on that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just like T said, you know, all these people that are working together, I mean, the only way that this whole community is going to advance is if everyone band together. Just like the analogy of, you know, each individual finger really can't do that much, but five balled up together can do a lot. So that's definitely what the community should think of. Should, you know, keep doing and seeing how, you know, events like Players Bowl are put together and this show and all the other great tournaments that are put out there, that definitely shows, you know, that we're, you know, working towards that.
Gotcha. And I want to remind real quick, everyone sitting on hold, if you want to talk, hit that one, raise it up. You got Coach K, Kamish, you got Philly Ron on the line. I'm going to go back to this 484 and see if Bobby, and if that's Bobby. Hey, 484, are you at the phone?
Nah, this ain't Bobby, man. This is bad news. Bobby's going to be on here in a little bit.
Okay, are you just listening?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, he's at work, so you won't leave him on mute.
That's what happened last week, I guess, wasn't it? Now, it looks like this might be Bobby. Hang on one second. Let me check. Yeah, that's him. Let's welcome GTP, Game Time Philly, the leader of this whole thing. Bobby Storm, welcome to the Mad Voice.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Sorry I'm late. I got tied up. What's going on, fellas?
Not much, man.
What are we in the middle of right here?
Well,
talking.
Well, first off, I'm Govals. I'm sitting in for Commish T. He had to be out of studio tonight, so I'm guest hosting for him. But we do have EAFL Commish on the line. We also have Philly Ron on the line. Coach K is on the line as well. So it's your forum right now. Basically, we got some word out at the first, but this show is all about the Players Bowl and your tournament you have going on. So one last time, give everybody the word. I know I think you're accepting last minute applications up till now. So take the stage.
Well, we usually take pre-registration all the way up to the night before Players Bowl starts. But of course, the price goes up more at the door. I'm trying to encourage guys to pre-register because it makes it easy on us. They have a confirmation and they save money at the door. Pre-registration is doing very well as usual. We're going to have a great turnout as usual. We'll have not a lot of new guys as usual. So, you know, like I said, everything looks great. TVs, systems, everything's a go. Actually, I just got on a conference call with someone with BringIt.com as far as Woody and everything and getting all that together. So we're just trying to confirm everything and push everything through. We got a lot of work between now and Friday.
Well, kind of talk about, give people an idea, Bobby, and I mean, I know there's a lot of people that already know how it goes, but for the rookies and the people that might be coming for the first time, give people an idea of what to expect itinerary-wise when they show up on Friday in Philly.
Well, for the most part, the atmosphere just in the hotel itself is just something different. For years, we've called it Madden Homecoming. All these, profiles and all the different Madden balls you play with online, who you on the message boards, you put a face to them. So now you get to meet these guys in person. All the talking stuff that go on the boards, now you get to see these guys in person. So you see if they can back a lot of that stuff up. So inside the hallways, inside the rooms, you know, guys are playing games and sharing secrets and all that kind of stuff and getting action on. So it's really a different atmosphere you just don't see the rest of the year. And as far as the next day, Players Bowl itself, it just become its own animal. It's like a Super Bowl of Madden, so to speak. You know, it's like I just took a little bit off of what Swami did with Nationals for years, and it's become so big now where everybody, it's like a whole bunch of guys from across the country, the best guys across the country, just look forward to this one day to crown like a national champion. So these guys are really looking forward to the next level. For the new guys, their first Players Bowl, this is where it's at. You know, it's really no secret to this whole event. This is where you want the stage where new guys can come and make a name for themselves. A lot of guys sit in the living room, play the guys around the neighborhood and whatever. This is where you come out and show it, America, what you're all about. In that whole one day, that whole big stage. And we're looking forward to everybody coming out.
Now, as far as the format goes, kind of give people, you know, that may be on the fence about coming, how does the format work for the actual Players Bowl as far as, you know, do you have a group play, a round robin, and then you get put in a bracket? How does that work?
We've actually tackled in different formats throughout the years. We've done round robin. We've done best 2 out of 3. Right now, in the last 2 years, we've been doing a format where we do like a little mini seasons where everybody's put in groups of 3. And basically, if you win your bracket of 3, you basically play 2 games. So everybody plays everybody in the bracket one time. So the best person out of the bracket automatically advances to the playoffs. So you can go to the playoffs at 2-0, or some guys can actually advance at 1-1, which it comes down to point differential.
Cool. So you do basically a group play with the score differential, not, and then you move on. And then after that, it's a single elimination?
Yeah, basically what we always done in Players Bowl is we take half of what the count is. So if we got 95, if we got 100 balls, I'll let 50 into the playoffs. You know, if we got 120 guys, we'll let – if we got 128 guys, we'll let 64 in. That's basically how it all boils down to. But we do 3-man groups until the playoff bracket is filled. So that goes on to at least about 6, 7 o'clock, and then we'll cut the brackets. And once these cut the brackets, we'll usually start the playoffs around 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Now, how do the buybacks actually work into all this?
The buybacks, which is we usually call these guys requalifying rounds. We call it like a mini season. So if a guy does not get out of his round robin or get out of his qualifying bracket, he has the option to get back into the actual tournament as far as requalifying to try to make the playoffs. So once he goes back to the front desk and re-qualifies to get to another bracket, he gets in with 3 other new ballers. So he has a chance. As long as playoff spots are available, he has a chance to get back in. Once the single elimination playoffs bracket is cut, there is no getting back into that. So that's a totally different season altogether. So you play your 3-game season to get into the playoffs. Once you get in the playoffs, that bracket is cut, and it's single elimination from that point on.
Gotcha. So if let's say a guy, a pretty good baller, gets stuck in a 3-man in mini season with, let's say, Problem or Dynasty, and they go 0-2, they can buy back into another mini season and maybe have a possibility of advancing.
Exactly, which is what happened last year. Definitely. And like I said, it's worked out for us. Guys that get, you know, bummed out on a fumble or a stupid interception or just something like that. And then it's the guys basically gives them a second chance. And all the ballers, like I said, we've worked this system, and it's pretty much worked for us over the last 2 years, so it works out for everybody.
Now, Coach K, I think you had a question or two for Bobby on maybe some rumors about rules or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I know before back then there was a rule that was explored for, I guess, limiting the clock balling and so on and so forth. Just wanted to... You know, Bobby, if you just want to go over, you know, if that's
gonna we haven't updated any rules for. I know that was speculation back. We did talk about that about a little over a month ago, but it was decided that, see, being that I'm in a tournament circle with a lot of other commissioners that run tournaments, it was decided that we leave the rules as is because it was too far into the tournament season to touch it. It would have been fair because the tournament season is basically almost over, so to change it now, and we just didn't want to touch it.
Definitely, definitely. But in the future, now is this being considered for future tournaments, like next year, or
not necessarily? Because as you know, every year is a new game. So you know, what I mean, like how the ballers play this game now is going to be entirely totally different than they play Madden 10. Just like it was totally different than they played Madden 08. Every year is different. So each year we'll visit the rules and we'll adjust based on the challenge and based on different things that come up, and we'll go over Brown and different other commissioners, and we'll adjust the rules accordingly.
Understood.
All right. Looks like we also have on the line now, let's bring in the former Mad Nation star, RG. RG, welcome to the Mad Voice.
Thanks, guys. How y'all doing?
It was RG.
Welcome.
Thanks for calling in, RG. Now, RG, you are making a trip for Players Bowl, is that right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
How do you like the I know they just went over the format and how everything's done. How do you like that format, and have you ever had to buy back?
Oh, I've had to buy back. I mean, in Philly, you're playing the best of the best guys, so pretty much if anybody you're playing is going to be good, so you better come with your A game. But to be honest, I haven't looked at the most recent rule update, so I'm not even sure what it is. I'm sure Bobby has the great rules, but if you guys could go over them real quick, I'd really appreciate it because I honestly don't know exactly what the rules are.
Yeah, Bobby, take off. I mean, if you don't mind, it sounds like he wants a rundown of any changes or something.
No, it's not even any major changes. Like I said, RG's been to a couple of tournaments that we had in Harrisburg, and the rules are pretty much standard. There's nothing that sticks out. Like as far as what he was saying, the clock balling rule, we were thinking about putting in when we're down in Ohio and stuff like that. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's no major changes that RG that you don't know about. Everything is still basically
cool.
Going across
and
the board.
And it's 4 minute quarters. What's the quarter?
Yeah, I guess that's one thing I did want to point out. I know last year we did have 3 minute quarters in the round robins and actually throughout the playoffs, but this year, of course, where Corn started talking to me, we decided to award the ballers. Hey, guys that get there before 1 o'clock, I will give 4 minute quarters.
Right.
Any guys that stroll in there late get 3 minute quarters. The playoffs will be 4 minute quarters all the way through, and the chip will be 5. So I need guys to get there early. If they come strolling in after 1 o'clock, then you get 3 minute quarters. It's as simple as
all
that.
Right.
So
cool.
I reward you by getting there on time. You get 4 minute quarters and you do what you got to do. And please bring your own controller, because every year we run out of controllers when we start renting them out to guys.
Yes, sir.
All right.
My plan was actually, I was actually going to try to get into the first bracket anyway. That way I know if I'm in the playoffs, I'll have time to decide whether if I want to buy back just in case I do lose, be able to for the rest of the day. So I was planning on getting in one of those first brackets anyway, so it kind of works out for me.
Yeah, them guys that get there early, I know we've done that when we was at the convention center. Like we actually had everything set up and got open the doors at 10:30. We open the doors at 10:30. So if guys want to get there early and just get their three-man bracket out the way early, then you'll have the rest of the day to kind of mess around, scout, eat, and do whatever you want. And then these guys, because instead of coming and pointing there late like some of these other guys do, and then they got hell games all day.
Okay, here's a good question, Bobby. Now, how late is it going to be the deadline? Because you know guys like that are in the same crew are going to kind of be waiting. They're not going to want to, like, hop in, like, near each other. You know what I'm saying? So will we all, like, at least have a chance to separate ourselves and we'll all be able to play in four-minute quarters if we get there?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
not going to put y'all on. That's one thing we've always guaranteed. The three-man brackets, I'm not going to put no crew versus crew. I'm always going to separate it. And even if it's just you sit with another guy, I'll separate you guys until somebody else come and fill it in.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, I already knew that, just giving everybody in the crew a chance to play in four-minute quarters if they wanted to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as long as y'all coming, like, you know I'm running around, but just pull me out to the side, and as long as we can get it in and get everything straightened out. I'm willing to work with the crew because I don't want no guys playing the dude that they play all the time, and we don't want that.
All right, cool.
I mean, the whole key to Players Bowl is playing new talent and new guys trying to make a name for themselves, and we don't want you playing your crew.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, looks like we need to reset here real quick. We've got 9:33, about 30 minutes into the show. I'm Govals hosting. We've got Philly Ron on the line. We have EAFL Commish, who is out, so I'm guest hosting for him. We have RG. We also have Bobby Storm. It looks like we're going to bring in real quick. We've got the Four Horsemen's young fella on. I'll bring you on in just a second. We also have the Four Horsemen's Fool on the line also. Looks like let's bring those two guys in. Young fella, Fool, welcome to the Mad Voice.
Hey, how's it going, guys? What's up?
Good.
What's
going
on, guys?
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Guys, good to have both of you guys on the show. You guys have any, obviously you hear RG asking some pretty good questions of Bobby Storm about how we're doing things at Players Bowl. You guys have any quick questions for Bobby Storm?
Bobby. I mean, me and Bobby been on the phone, you know, the past couple of days, just kind of hammering out logistics and all that. I mean, everything's pretty good. I know, you know, Bobby always runs quality events. Everybody that's, you know, listening, if you're debating whether you should come out, it's definitely, you know, it's gonna be worth your time. But I mean, with me, I'm good. I mean, I know Fool come to play. If we were playing on Madden 93, Fool still come and play, and he's gonna, you know, he's gonna do his thing. So I mean, I think we're good.
Awesome. So you guys, I guess you guys are all the same crew. Are you guys taking part in the crew versus crew?
Yeah, we will be doing that on Friday. Yeah.
Now, how somebody, just anybody, because I haven't been involved in the talks and not going, so there's no reason for me to have been involved in the talks. But to kind of break it down for the common man, how's all that working with the crew versus crew, and how are the matchups going to take place and all that good stuff?
Yeah, well, I guess Bobby's probably best for that. Yeah.
Young fella, you want to explain it to him? You want to break it down, or you want me to?
The way that we kind of worked it out is, you know, we're going to have 8 crews that are going to be present. The crews will be randomly matched up in the first round, so you have 4 matchups, obviously. And you come with 4 guys. In the first round, you play your best 3, and you have an alternate. And then all 3 games are played at the same time. The crew that wins 2 of the 3 or all 3 will move on. And then in the second round, you got to play your alternate that didn't play in the first round. He has to play in the second round. You get your choice of 2 of your whatever other guys remain. And then in the finals, which would be the third round, you get to play any 3 that you choose. So
basically, you're going to be able. I mean, you're going to have all the different crews locking up. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you see a lot of on the internet, on the boards, no matter what board you go to, you see a lot of discussion about, well, this crew is better than this crew and that crew is better than that crew. At the end of the Players Bowl, there will be no debate. Is that right?
No debate. Four Horsemen will be the best crew at the end of Players Bowl.
I was getting ready to apologize to you, young fellow, and just say I'm sorry that SNS is taking so much credit from everybody.
Oh, come on, Billy Ron. Come on. We have Madden Challenge champions in our crew. There's not many other crews that can take it that far besides Game Time.
Okay, I mean I hear you. I'm hearing you. But what Bobby say? That's the reason why you come to Players Bowl, to establish that. So that's what we did. We got some Madden Challenge champions. So yeah, who used to have it? I think Father Time used to sell these little things at the Nationals that once you take a person out, you get that clip. That went on your joystick, so hopefully we can get some of the Madden Challenge Championship clips to run around with, showing that who.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to speak for Fool. Maybe he's on the phone; he can speak for himself. But I don't think anybody's getting that clip off his stick this weekend. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Hey! I'm gonna blow everybody out.
Wow.
Oh man! See, this is why you got. Players Bowl, because, I mean, we all know each other. We all got history. Like, and I mean, that's another big thing that I think everyone was talking about, and Fool could kind of vouch for it. Like, we had such a good opportunity with Madden. Like Fool, we met when Fool was, I think Fool was 15, and I was, like, 18, and I was cool with Fool and Cheyenne, and now, like, you know, we talk every day. Like, it doesn't even have to be about Madden. We talk about, you know, we just, like, I'll go to Jersey and kind of hang out with them. They'll come to New York and hang out with me. Like, it's the same thing. Like, just last night, I drove into Philly to get cheesesteaks. First person I called up was Bobby. Bobby was busy. Next person I called up was Dynasty. Like, you know, like, it's definitely a way, like, if you play Madden, this is the time to come out. You make friends, and, you know, it's friends that you're going to be around, you know, that you're always going to be able to keep in contact with. I think that's the biggest part of Players Bowl.
The camaraderie and the friendships, man. You can't buy that nowhere. Can't replace that.
Yeah.
But hey, so from what it sounds like to me, everybody gets along pretty good. But what I want to know is, after all this is said and done, the crew versus crew has taken place. Are you all going to be able to come back on the Madden Voice and agree that the crew that won is the superior crew without? And I know we've experienced this a lot in our league. You know, Madden 09 sometimes does some random things to cost you some games. But are we going to be able to come back and say, so-and-so crew, that's the best crew for Madden 09?
Yeah, I mean, you got to. According to the event, everybody agreed on a certain set of rules. You play according to the rules, so you got to.
And other crews had chances to step up. So it's not a thing where other crews will say, well, we wasn't in it. They all had the opportunity to make the phone call to get here. So it's not a thing where we didn't show up and we weren't in it. It's not our fault. You know, that's personal. So
that's what I want to make sure. I want to make sure if we've got all these different crews showing up saying I'm taking it, we gotta make sure that on the back side of it that hey, if Game Time Philly shows up and wins it, then everybody's got to be able to say, you know what, Game Time Philly's got it going on. It, you know, if one of the other crews does it, same thing for Game Time Philly. Even though Game Time Philly has Dynasty, you know, they may have the single best player. But when it comes to the crew versus crew, that's not going to matter.
Yeah. Well, all that's going to be decided on Friday. So the crews, all that's going to be decided on Friday. Then Saturday got the big show, and all that's going to be decided as well. So on them 2 days, we're going to get a lot done. We're going to find out a lot about a lot of people's heart in these last two, in these next two days, definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely that's what's up. I mean, like you said, I mean, it comes down a lot to the individuals. Like Bobby, I mean, I don't know if Gene or Justin are coming, but if Gene and Justin just come even to hang out, I mean, you're in a situation where you might have four or five EA Challenge champions in under one roof at the same time because you got Fool who's gonna be there. You definitely got Dynasty that's gonna be there. Gene might show up. Justin might show up. Like. You're gonna have some of like legends, like the best that ever played, under the same roof. But at the same time, it's not a, you know, Friday night's not gonna be about the individual. Friday night'll be about, you know, we're gonna try to showcase depth, and we'll see, you know, the guys who get it in the most are the guys who get it in.
Mhm.
Yeah, we'll give you all the opportunity the next day as well. You know,
that kind of brings me to a question. I kind of have a question about along those lines. You know. And I think RG would probably – I would like for RG to answer this first, obviously, since he's been on the Madden Nation. When you have that kind of pressure – I mean, obviously, Players Bowl, there's not TV cameras sitting there that's broadcasting you on ESPN, but you're sitting in front of the best of your peers, just like Madden Nation. You've got money on the line. You've got pride on the line. You've got all these top ballers sitting in the same room. Talk about the pressure – and how it's different playing under that pressure than just like playing, say, at the Madden Challenge where you can go to the next city and try to win. At Players Bowl, you're the Players Bowl champion. There's no change in that.
I think Bobby said it best earlier. You're just going to see where a lot of people's hearts is at. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when you're in that situation, you know what I mean? Sure, like, I think Gene said it good on Madden Nation. Certain people do certain things and other people do certain things. But, you know what I mean? I credit everyone just for showing up. It shows me you got heart just for showing up. Like, that's the first step of things. And if you run into someone that's more veteran than you and you haven't been in that experience before, you know what I mean? You might not come out on top, but at least you're gaining that experience. You know what I'm saying? You're taking yourself to that next level. So I think either way, showing up to Players Bowl, it's going to make you a better player at the end of the day.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
But as far as that hot seat, I mean, I can't really say it's that much different. Everyone knows what's at stake, and the people that have been there before, they already know what it is. They're just going to go out there and play their game. But unlike Madden Nation and the Madden Challenge, there will be a lot of people just like, I know there's a lot at the Madden Challenge that just cab crazy to you. You got people down your neck at the Players Bowl, so it should be fun.
Well, that kind of brings me to Bobby. I know Commish T, he alluded to possibly a special announcement on the show tonight concerning the Players Bowl. Do you want to touch on that with us?
Well, actually, the announcement is actually not even geared towards Players Bowl. It's actually something bigger towards Players Bowl. We've been in discussions the last couple of months, Swami and I, and Baller Brown from the EA Challenge, and Rod from NJ Madden Ballers, and we just wanted to confirm that on tonight's show that there will be nationals next year. That's already locked in,
Wow. And
it will be back down in South Beach.
South Beach.
It'll be back down in South Beach. So for Madden 2010, it'll be down in South Beach. Nationals will be back, and the host will be Swami, myself, Baller Brown, NJ NJ Rod, and I think Thurman and T Boy.
Wow.
Yeah, I think there's somebody on the phone who's 17-0 out in Miami when he plays out there.
17-0 out, man. Okay.
17-0.
17-0. I mean, I don't want to say names, but there's somebody who's 17-0 lifetime playing out in Miami. You know?
Oh, wow.
So right here, very first announcement that's ever been that's been made so far on the Madden Voice. Bobby Storm confirming Nationals will be back next year, South Beach, Miami. Bobby, when can people start looking for tentative information on dates and so on?
Well, so of course, when soon as Madden 10 drops, they can follow all the different websites that we have, because we're pretty much a big family anyway. So the information will definitely be out as far as when the registration will start. It'll be advertised and done all year, so everybody can go to the challenges and go through the whole tournament season, and Nationals will be the end tournament at the end of the year down South Beach.
So it's safe to say that it will follow Players Bowl.
Oh, definitely. The Nationals has always been like a June, July tournament. The guys go down there for Lonzo Morton's Southern Groove down. You know, you can't beat South Beach down in July. So,
nice.
So that's what I wanted to mention, Bob. If we don't have a date, what you can do is start trying to find out when you start hearing the dates for the Alonzo Mourning Summer.
Well, we are already on that. Like I said, I've already talked to Swami like a couple of times the last couple of months. I actually talked to him today to actually confirm it. So we are actually getting everything. Well, as soon as we get details, we'll put it out to everybody. But we just want to let you guys know Nationals is back for 2010.
Okay.
Definitely.
Wow. That's big for the Madden community. Just want to remind everyone that's on hold, if you have something to say, press 1, your hand will pop up. Commiss T, I want to get your thoughts on the announcement here on the Madden Voice that Nationals will be back next year.
Well, you know, first thought I had was I'm partying down there with young fella.
I don't know if you can keep up with me, man. I got these stories in this Madden community.
You go to Miami, man. I'm very comfortable down in Miami, so I will be there. I can assure you of that right now. I will definitely be there. But I mean, it's exciting. I mean, we had Swami on the show a few months ago, and it was a surprise. We didn't tell anybody that Swami was coming on the show, and thank Coach K for that. He contacted him and got him to come on, and it was clear that with Bobby and T-Boy and A1 and Rod and everybody that was on, what Swami has meant to the tournament scene, and we heard things like the Godfather and that he really was the man that set it off. So just to think that next year, you know, we'll have Players Bowl, and then when summer hits, that we'll have the to be able to look at going down to South Beach and Nationals again with Swami and to hear the crew that's going to be heading it up with Bobby and Rod and T-Boy and everybody. I mean, it's almost too exciting because you got Players Bowl at the end of the week, and you want to focus in on that, but I'm already thinking about next summer. I mean, that's just great, man, Bobby. That's just great news for the community, and just really, really going to be an exciting way to kind of wrap up the 2010 year of Madden. That's going to be great.
Definitely a positive. It's definitely a positive sign that things are definitely picking up in the community.
And what's so exciting to me is that it seems like you guys may or may not agree, but it seems like the third, fourth installments on any console have always been the best versions of Madden, and this is going to be what the fourth installment on the Xbox 360. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I mean, it's getting right into that time where, I mean, I don't know how y'all felt, but I know on PS2 it felt like right there at the end they were getting as close as they could get to having a perfect game. And now it looks like, save, getting rid of a few glitches in this game, next game is just going to be perfect. And how perfect timing is it to bring back Nationals when it looks like the best of the series is going to be coming out?
Yeah, I think that's a real interesting point. And I think that we finally had our voice grown enough that, I mean, because for a long time, I mean, EA's always kind of been listening to us. They kind of had their ear to the heart of the community. They were in touch with people like Bobby and Baller Brown, and they had some former players go down and work for them, D-Cast and Sandman and all that. But I think that finally now you kind of have a situation where they're kind of realizing that they kind of have to listen to us a lot more than they have in the past. And I mean, I know that they have people down there now who are deep in the community, who are, helping test the game, helping make the game, helping produce the game. You know, they put out a blog every single week just about kind of telling us updates on the game, and then we're allowed to give them direct feedback. And I think that's definitely a good point, that the game is going in the right direction. And, as the game goes in the right direction, you see the tournament scene going in the right direction. So,
well, that's something else that's been a little bit different this year. I know they've tried to update people when they made the game the past few years as the game got developed, but they're having blogs, active blogs now, where they're trying to update it every go. How just kind of somebody take off and start us? And how do you guys feel about the development so far, or the news on Madden 10 and the excitement that it's bringing at this time of the year, which is perfect for with Players Bowl coming up?
Well, me personally, and this Philly Ryan, I get kind of, I ain't going to say paranoid, I get crazy around times when you start hearing information about the game, because that starts off a whole new buzz, and you don't, it's almost like watching a regular football season, you know, start. I don't want to start thinking about the football season too early, because I don't want to burn out, because I'm so amped about it. I'll be looking for information. I'm the type of person who will go on a website every day to see if they added another sentence. It don't even have to be any pertinent information. Just add another sentence, and I can say, oh, my God, he just added something. So if they're releasing information already, and they've been doing it on a week-to-week basis, they obviously have paid a whole lot of attention to what we have been saying. They've obviously paid attention or made a commitment to try to make the game better, because as they've been telling us since Bobby's been involved with the Man Community Leadership Program, he's been hearing that we want to make the game better, and we want to try to attack things earlier so that we can put more time into fixing these things before the game actually launches. And for them to actually do what they're doing now, they actually put some teeth into what they've been telling us. So I don't know what that's going to pan out to, but that's a great start for them to do that, and it can only mean it's going to be a better game this year. So, I mean, and another thing that actually benefited us, even though it's crazy right now, and I have friends who've been touched by this, but the fact that we're going through these so-called hard times with our economy, that's forcing these companies to really pay attention to the product that they're putting out, and that in itself is actually going to better our gaming experience. Things are going to start picking up, of course, but at the same time, that has actually benefited us, because now these companies who rely on us to pay for a product are saying, hold on, let's make sure this is a top-notch product, because we need every dollar we can get right now.
That's true.
100% agree. Everybody's competing for everyone's dollar right now, and unless you could say you're putting out a quality product right now, you're not doing too well, which kind of brings me back full circle to the issue. And Bobby, I don't know if you were on the listening to the show or if you were on hold when we were talking about how all the tournament directors, including yourself and NJ Rod and even, you know, Philly Ron, and he's helping you guys out, and Commissioner T running this show. The better quality event you guys are able to put on, you know, the more people that are going to come out. I mean, we get on this show and talk about, you know, as small as it may seem, you hear Philly Ron talk about, yeah, I'm talking to my wife about putting together some little platters, if we can get it okayed, and having some drinks and trying to make it a good experience. That's going to make some guys that, you know, man, I don't care nothing about going down there, say, man, yeah, that sounds like that's going to be a great event. I mean, talk about quality with the Players Bowl. You know, it's going to increase your attendance, the best event you can put on.
I mean, we put a lot of work into it. I mean, over the years, I mean, like I said, I'm human like everybody else. And all the guys in the community, you know, they can come to me and say, you know what, I got suggestions for next year. You know, we take suggestions, try to make it better for the following year. So Players Bowl has grown over the years, because it always wasn't even called Players Bowl. We've thrown a couple of names around, and the event got better each year. But the crowd has always been there. The numbers have not always never really dropped drastically like some of the other places. But it's, for some reason, with that particular tournament, it always was a good turnout. And we just try to get better every year and just try to make the tournament better every year to try to take it to another next level.
What do you feel like, and it's funny you say the next level, because my next question was going to that next level. What do you feel like is the next evolution in the Players Bowl? I mean, obviously right now it's the biggest tournament of the year. Obviously with Nationals coming back next year, obviously you yourself kind of proclaimed Nationals to be huge. But with the Players Bowl always evolving, I know at one time you did two tournaments. Now you've streamlined it to one. What do you see as the future and the next step for Players Bowl to just continue to raise the bar for other tournaments?
Actually, we got some major ideas for Players Bowl for next year that we got into works right now. I can't really disclose that, But
sure,
it actually will. It'd be a situation when the guys walked into the challenge for the first time, it was like, ooh, ah, whatever, like that. That kind of look. That's the look we're aiming for Players Bowl next year. So we got some ideas. We got some sponsorship rolling around. A lot of the phones ringing off the hook. So we got some good ideas coming around. So with that, and the Nationals a couple of months later, 2010 is going to be big for the tournament season, definitely.
What do you guys do, Bobby, to get this out in the mainstream? What is it? I mean, because I know T and myself were talking about this earlier today. Right now, it seems like the hardcore ballers, the tournament ballers, your guys that are on TML, the guys that are on Operation Sports, they know all about what's going on. But like T and I were discussing today, you go through the midnight release of Madden, and out of 50 people in line, 40 of them have no idea about the tournament scene, no idea about online leagues, no idea what's going on and what Players Bowl is. How do you guys reach out to the community, and do you have any suggestions for those of us that are in places like I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee? There's no Madden going on here, but I know people play it. You have any suggestions that's worked for you in your area to get word out to mainstream, get people more involved in the MAD community to help events like Players Bowl become even bigger and better and more well-rounded?
Well, like I said, I had numerous discussions with EA when I went down there for the community events, and I tried to get them to understand, and they really didn't understand at first that it's a lot of people that play online, but a lot of people just don't know about the challenge, the EA Challenge. A lot of people don't know about Players Bowl or Nationals or any of these other tournaments that go around in the selective areas. And the way we've always done it is just through word of mouth, through networking. You know, like I said, we go up and down 95 to Harrisburg and then Ohio and then now Virginia. And, you know, over the years we went to New York, you know, a young fella and the guys running up there and then A1 and then West Coast. We just network. We're like one big giant family. So we all talk together and we network and we try to support each other's tournaments. And that's the way it grows. Everybody has to support each other. You know, like I said, when Rod came on board and he added his twist in New Jersey and that grew to where it is today, you know, everybody plays their part. And as long as everybody support each other and doesn't put down in that next event and everybody tries to help each other, that's the way it works. That's the only way it works. Everybody has to pull up their own weight.
Well, I guess that's why I asked the question. I mean, I find myself, I'm not a big time baller by any stretch, and I'm not incredibly involved, but I find myself wanting to help any way that I can, kind of get the word out about the tournament scene, about the online leagues, raise the awareness, because I honestly believe if Texas Hold'em Poker can find a spot on ESPN, then Madden deserves that same chance, because you know, there's a lot of people playing it, and it's a game of skill. And you know, you watch guys like RG, and you watch guys like Cornstar and Dynasty, and while everyone thinks they're a baller, everyone thinks they're the man, to watch guys like that play game in and game out, it's an amazing thing to watch. It truly is. So I just wonder, you know, what is it we can do to try to strengthen that? And I know you've done a great job with Players Bowl and growing that event. And I know you've had help, but you've done a great job. And I think that anyone listening to this show, if they want to help the MAD community grow, become mainstream, have people look at the MAD community seriously for sponsorships, for publicity, for money to help make bigger and better events happen, then we've got to get the word out and spread it. And that's why I was asking that question.
Well, if you look at the major events that's being ran, even from the Mad Nations bus and even the EA Challenge, if you look who's running it, you know, that's our community. Baller Brown and Top and Rico and D-Train, all those guys came from the very community that we're talking about right now. So their ideas, the EA started listening, and they started introducing their ideas into the EA Challenge itself today, even the Mad Nation bus, you know, where those ideas came from. So all that came mainstream. So we've been chipping at it. It's been a rough struggle, but, you know, they're starting to listen. Some of the networks are starting to listen. So as long as we all continue to support each other and continue to grow our events and make them consistent, you know, eventually the door's going to open up.
Let me add something real quick, Bob. If you're, you know, let's say you're at the release again, and I actually spoke with Bobby, I believe I spoke with Coach K about this last year while I was doing helping on the Prima Guide. I actually put that information in the Prima Guide. So you can tell a guy, you know, that's in line. Yo, you need to check out that guide to, you know, and they mention tournaments or mm-hmm. online sanctioned leagues in the actual guide, because what we're going to try to do is, if we can't get the ear of somebody right away, we're going to, because we got people in different places, we're going to make sure that that word still gets out. So like Bobby said, Bobby has a network of tournament directors. I actually do, myself, Big B, Squeeze, and Cobra, actually write on this stuff for National Magazine. And what we did was we put that information out there so that people can start paying attention to, you know, where the actual best players are playing at. And if you want to get yourself considered as one of those best players, you need to go and show up at one of those events. And then that way, that gives us an opportunity to not necessarily reel that person in, but show them what we have and show them why this is a little bit better than you just playing at home, you know, by yourself, or just playing regular online, you know, competition. And if online competition is your thing, that's fine. We have groups out there who can take care of you. We got the EAFL who can take care of you. There's other leagues who can take care of you. But at the same time, we want to get the regular person to us, whether it's on an online sanctioned league or at a tournament event, and let them see what we're about. And then that way they'll spread word of mouth. And then we got a whole nother network we didn't touch yet, but because mm-hmm. we got that one new person, we're still growing.
Gotcha. Guys, I'm going to reset the show real quick. We got a bunch of people on the line, starting with Coach K. We got Philly Ron. We're talking to Bobby Storm. Let's see. We got RG on the line. We're going to bring a couple more heavy hitters in right now. I believe this 317, that's K-Star. K-Star, is that you? I might have muted you and went back. Hang on one second. K-Star, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, y'all?
Yeah, okay.
What's going on?
Good to have you, K-Star. Let's bring in also, I believe this is Fool. Fool, we got you on the line? Wait a minute, Fool. I meant to say Steve-O. I'm sorry. Steve-O, is that you at the 240 area code?
Yeah, that's me. What's up?
All right. A lot of talent on the line right now. I got a couple of lines here that I'm not sure who they are, so let me check those guys real quick. 804 area code, you're on the Madden Voice, or are you just on to listen?
What's up? Hello?
What's up, man?
Hey, this is Manny from LAB.
Hey, what's going on, Manny?
Hey, what's up, yo?
I just got on.
Yeah, I just got on. I was just listening.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you back on mute if you want to. 862.
Hey, what's up?
All right. He's probably just listening to the show, no problem. All right, so we just brought in K-Star. We brought in Steve-O. K-Star, you been listening to the show?
Yeah, I've been paying attention. I heard about Nationals and all that other good stuff.
Give us your thoughts on the big announcement. I mean, you're a heavy hitter. Give us your thoughts on the big announcement with Nationals coming and what that means to you.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it because, like, I mean, I kind of jumped in the scene around late 07, and by that time, I guess Nationals was dead and gone. And so to hear that, you know, it's coming back and everything, another major tournament, especially one located in Miami, where, you know, it's pretty much considered a legendary event where people showed up a lot. You know, Swami, the head of MWS, were running before, you know, Bobby. Like, I don't know, I'm looking forward to it already for next year because it sounds like, you know, some people were saying after last year, maybe the tournament scene was dying down. But if anything, it sounds like it's picking up, and that's good news to me.
Yeah, that's big. It seems like it's big for everyone. Now Steve-O, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sorry if this is just my ignorance here. Now, did you win the Atlanta MC this year?
Nah, I made it to the finals, but
you made
Lowe's
it to the finals. Lowe's won it. That's right. Well, the only reason I know that is because I was in Atlanta. And I remember watching that game, and I couldn't remember if you or Los won the game. But talk about, I mean, you're another big baller that's well known, that's got a lot of game. Talk about Players Bowl coming up, what you're looking forward to with Players Bowl, and then what the announcement by Bobby Storm of Nationals means to you, and what you're looking forward to.
I mean, well, Players Bowl, I can't wait for that tournament. That's like the. I like that tournament more than the EA Challenge. I know the EA Challenge is for more, but I just enjoy Players Bowl more. And then you got all the ballers that come out to play. I mean, like, the challenge, you got this city as close to these people, so they go to this one. Like, have a couple people fly in. The Players Bowl, like, everybody's there, so it's just a great time. Get to meet up with people you haven't seen in a while. And also watch some good games go down. I mean, my favorite part is if I do lose to somebody, I got a whole bunch of good games to watch. So that's another exciting aspect of Players Bowl. But with Nationals, my first Nationals was Madden 05 Nationals, and that was a good tournament too. I mean, it was eight-minute quarters. You really get to see who's the best of the best.
Wow.
8 minutes, wow.
Marathon, Jesus.
But yeah, that was a good tournament, so I'm looking forward to that. That's a great announcement, and hopefully 2010 is a great game. So, I mean, you know, so it'd be a good tournament with that.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned you know, the possibility of getting to see matchups, because I want to do something I think is gonna be you know, interesting to hear. I kind of want to go down the line of everybody that's on the phone, and I'm gonna start at the top, and I'll call your name. That way, it's not just organized, because I know whose number's who. I want to hear from everyone, because I assume everyone we have on the phone is going to be at Players Bowl. I want to hear from everyone. I want to hear from everyone. What matchup would you love to see at Players Bowl, and what baller are you looking most forward to meeting that you haven't met before, or that you had met, seen a long time ago, and you're interested in seeing them again? Coach K, you're first in line. Who do you want to see get locked up?
Well, the matchup I want to see, and I've been hearing this a little bit on the board, is the Dynasty versus, I know, SGR's brother, I forgot his name, the Killer One. I've been hearing a lot about his, he's got a crazy blitz that he's using down in Texas KOTC. So I want to see how that matches up with Dynasty. I know Dynasty's, you know, open to all challengers, so that's going to be a great, great matchup to see. And someone that, you know, I got so many people that, you know, all these people that, you know, I contact to come on the show. You know, basically a lot of those people I'm looking forward to meeting at Players Bowl. And I met some last year, but I got a lot more to meet this year.
All right, Philly Ron, you're up next.
All right, now me, you know, I do it a little different. So when I go to Players Bowl, I'm actually looking for that next up and coming person. So you'll see me scouring the field, watching the guys play, and then, you know, just focus in on one guy and say, you know what, this dude got something special. And then I'll go ahead and pull him aside and, you know, just try, you know, interview him, talk to him. Now, last year, that person was Bud. Pull Bud aside and, you know, said, look, man, you know, it's something about your game that looks real special. I think you're one of the next up and comings. And lo and behold, I don't know if he was really doing anything prior to that. I know he came from, you know, a crew, but it looked like this year he had one of his best years in Madden, you know, led himself to the to Turks and Caicos, where he played, you know, one round from the finals. So that's what I'm out there to do. I want to see who's the next up and coming. Everybody on the line has a good gaming style, so I'm interested just to see how, you know, the guys play each other, and but at the same time, I'm looking to find that next guy got that twinkle in their eye, and see, you know, like, just let them know, look, man, keep it up. You got something special, and look to see big things from them.
You know, it's funny you say that characteristic, and that's one thing that I think I know a lot of people have that characteristic that are good, but that's one characteristic of Dynasty's that shines through to me. Dynasty's got a gleam in his eye about Madden that, you know, you don't see very often in anything. And I want to commend that guy, because he obviously works hard at what he's doing, and big props to him. And I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, when I look at Dynasty's face, it's always like, man, he's always on the grind to get better. So, Bobby Storm, you're up next.
I think what I look the most forward to with Players Bowl is every year, and it's nothing like that playoffs when the playoffs start. But when that playoffs get down to that final eight, I mean, that's when the cheese is on the line, as they say. I mean, that's when the tough guys come out. That's where you separate the men from the boys. When they get to that final 16, that final eight, the crowd is all behind them. Eight TVs, it's nothing like that. The atmosphere is just crazy. It's nothing like that. That's what I look forward to. I can't really name a matchup that I want to see because every year I always see new guys that come out the woodworks that shock the big ballers. So, you know, obviously I'm looking for some guys, say even some guys that's on his phone, to step up, maybe win the Players Bowl or get to the finals. They know who they are. So, you know, I think it's going to be some upsets this year. I really do. There's going to be some. It's some guys, it's their time. Like Hustle said the other day, some guys, they move up little ladders, get better every year, and then finally that year, it's their time. So if it's their time, you got to take it by storm.
RG, you're next, but my question kind of changes for you. What matchup are you looking forward to seeing? But instead of what baller are you looking forward to reconnecting with, I want to know who it is you want to lock up with the most. Who is it that you hope gets in your draw or you match up with in the playoffs that you get to lock up with?
Honestly, I never was one to just, like, go out of my way to say I want anybody. For me, like, I know it sounds like the right thing to say, but it really is how I feel. Like, whoever I'm playing at the time is who I want to play. As long as it ain't nobody I play consistently, like, in my crew, like, whoever the opponent is at that time, I'm just happy to be playing someone that's as, like, competitive as I am in the game and just seeing who the better person is for that game. So I can't just go out and pick somebody that I would want to play. Whoever I'm playing, I'm glad to be playing.
Well, then give me a couple of guys that you in one of your lulls where you're not doing anything, who would you like to see lock up on a screen and get to stand there and watch it happen?
I think an interesting matchup, because no one's really seen him play this year, would be a Fool versus Dynasty. You know, that I think that would be a real nice matchup. You can't have Problem down there, so you have the 07 champ versus the 09 champ, and you know what I mean? I think that would just be a really good matchup for everyone to watch. Both of them are top of the line competitors. There's only a certain few that compete like they do, and I think that would be a great game right there.
Man, we might even get that Friday night.
we could get that Friday night, Bob.
and that speaks to the quality of the event. I mean, you attend this event, you could possibly get a highly charged game like that twice. I mean, you can't get any better publicity than that. Young fella, you're up next. Same thing for you as I did with RG. Since you're going to be a competitor, and I know you're looking to win the thing, who are you looking forward to seeing lock up? But is there anybody in the MAD community that you hope kind of runs through your bracket and you get to lock horns with to kind of show that you can beat that person?
Well, man, I don't know. I mean, to be real honest, I think that, I was actually thinking along the same lines as RG. I would love to see. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, like, Fool didn't play last year. I mean, he hasn't really gone to any tournaments this year. And, I mean, for a lot of people, they must have just assumed that he won in 07. That he kind of had a fall off a little bit. And, you know, I mean, maybe it is true. I mean, I can't really say one thing or another, but, I mean, I think that will be a fun game to kind of put him in with Dynasty and, you know, just see, like, you know, is he back? Is he not back? I mean, he's saying he's back. I'm saying he's back, but just let people really see it. I think that's a real fun game. You know, it's you always can have hype when you have two Madden Challenge champions. Like, I mean, Bobby could vouch for it in the past. Whenever a tournament came down to, like, Sandman versus Gene, or, you know, Gene versus Jarvis. Like, you know, we like there's just always a little extra buzz around those games just because the reputation that precedes those guys. And, I mean, in terms of somebody that I want in my bracket, I don't know. I mean, I guess right now I'd have to say Little Man because, I mean, that's a dude who's having a great year. I mean, he's kind of racking up tournaments in the East Coast. He's getting real deep in the other tournaments. Harrisburg, I don't think he's got one in one of his belt yet. I could be wrong, though. But, because we met last week in the NJ Rod tournament, and he got me on a last field, beat me by a point, so that left a little bit, you know, just a little sour taste in my mouth. And, you know, so if I could pick one guy that I would like to match up with, it probably Little Man right now. So.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about Little Man, you know, coming through this through this last few weeks with some of the tournaments going on. I've been hearing a lot about him, so I'm expecting to kind of hear something. I understand there's more than one of them, but I think everybody's talking about the same guy, really, the GTP Little Man. Is that the same one? Is that the one everyone's talking about?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Apparently there's another Little Man that's not really the Little Man. Is that right?
Well.
I don't really know how that – I don't really know how that story goes. I just want to make sure everybody's straight. So, So, looks like Steve-O, you're up next. Same thing for you since you're a big baller. Who is it you're wanting to lock up with, and what game are you wanting to see more than anybody else?
Well, for somebody that I would want to play, it would have to be the defending champ. I mean, not the defending champ of Players Bowl, but this year, the Madden Challenge champ, so I'd have to go with Dynasty. And if I didn't pick him, I would have to pick somebody that I never played before, which would be somebody like Core. I haven't played Core Star this year, so I'd enjoy that game because he's never played before. But
really never played.
Aside from that, though, a matchup I would love to see. I gotta pick two again. It'd either be Truth versus Dynasty. I need to see that game go down. Yeah, aside from that game, I would want to see Fool versus Dynasty. Dynasty and both of them, Truth or Fool. I'd love to see those games.
Yo, Bobby, there needs to be High Demand versus Fool and Dynasty. What do you say?
We can definitely talk, right?
Yeah, I'll call
Bobby,
you after.
Hey, we can sell tickets to that. You know, I mean, you just make it happen. It looks like Cornstar, you're up next, man. Same thing for you.
I mean, I would want to play Dynasty as well because I think, obviously Dynasty is the defending Madden Challenge champion. And, he's kind of been winning all the tournaments this year in the East. And as far as I go, I've been winning all the Midwest joints. Like, I won three already. And I won a Columbus, which I called Mini Players Bowl or whatever. And he didn't play in it. And I really want to play him because I think it'd be a good game or whatever. So, I got to play Dynasty. And another person I want to play is, I want to play Fool because I ain't never really seen Fool play. Like, I always heard great things about him. I came in kind of late in 07. And, so I never got to see him play, but I was pretty good, late in 07 when I popped in. But, I want to play Fool. He's like a considered Madden legend or whatever. And I want to see Gene play in Players Bowl. Like, I want Gene to come out and, just play, just do Gene, because he's been kind of quiet this year. He really, he didn't even play in Players Bowl last year. Well, he played in the first one against Secret, but I definitely want to see Gene come out and play. I think that'd be real cool. That's one of my guys. I haven't talked to him in a while or seen him in a while since Madden Nation. So I'd like to see him go out there and compete. And a good matchup, I'd like to see. I think it'd be I think I would like to see Truth and Dynasty, but I'd also like to see I kind of want to see Fool versus Truth as well. I think that'd be a good matchup. So, I mean, that's pretty much what it is for me.
Cool. Looks like we got a Skype. Somebody's on Skype. You're on the Madden Voice. Who we got?
You got Commish T, baby.
What's up, Commish?
Just sitting back, listening, enjoying, eating.
Hey, so Commish, I got to include you in this. I mean, you're going to Players Bowl, and I know, I don't know that. Are you playing in Players Bowl?
Yeah, I'm gonna compete.
All right, so who is it that you are hoping that you get locked up against, and who is the matchup that you want to see? Let's say you got some downtime, you're walking around the room. Who is the matchup that you're going to go to that TV and say, man, I need to get some popcorn and a Michelob Ultra and watch this thing?
Well, let's go with the matchup. The matchup, I think, just from all the shows that I've listened to, the shows we've hosted, I think I'd like to see Cornstar and Dynasty lock up. I think Cornstar has been, from watching him on Mad Nation and just following what he's done, in my opinion, my never to be humble opinion, he's probably the second hottest out there to me. And, Dynasty clearly is the man right now, so I think that would be a great game. And I don't know who I would go for, but that would be the game that I'd want. There's a lot of guys, a lot of top guys are going to be there, so there's going to be a lot of hell games going on. But my one game right now would be Cornstar and Dynasty. That would be the game for me. And, as far as who I play, I mean, I'm playing because I'm in a league. I'm representing a group of guys, and I feel like, if I'm going to go to the tournament – there's no shame in my game. I'm not afraid to play anybody, even though I'm well past my prime on video games. and my fun is really meeting everybody and really just you just sitting there and enjoying it. But you know, I'll play whoever I play, and I'll do well. I know there's a guy running around out there who keeps saying he wants to play me. The first guy that was eliminated from Madden Nation out there wants to play me. So, you know, if it works out that way, you know, we'll lock up. And if it doesn't, I'll play whoever. And, you know, I'm just going out there to meet some people, meet all the guys here that are on the phone that are going to be there, and just have a good time and really enjoy the event and enjoy the day.
Well, that brings me to a good question. And I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm not calling any names at all, so I'm not going to get started there. But that brings me to a good question for guys like Cornstar and RG and Steve-O and all the big heavy hitters we got on the phone. That brings me to a question for you guys. I know you guys go around to all kind of different tournaments. You obviously do the Madden Challenges, and I know – people that you don't know are commonly referred to as randoms or just normal, you know, whatever. You don't know who they are. You expect to beat those guys because normally if someone's a top baller, you know who they are. So my question is, you get a guy like Kamish. I mean, Kamish is, you know, a successful businessman. He hosts the show. He practices when he can. He runs a league that is a parent league of 7 or 8 different leagues. He's got a lot going on. If you match up against a guy like that, let's say you win the game, do you really feel like you've conquered the world?
No.
Loaded question.
I mean, I'm asking the question.
Let me say this. Let me bring a real example into this and save these guys to even have to comment. I went to the Philly MC and played. And I played Big Gene first game. And clearly everybody knows who he is. I knew who he didn't know who I was, and that's fine. But I knew who he was, and I pretty much knew I didn't have a chance. But, I'll compete, and hey, I'm going to go for it, you know, and who knows. Madden's a funny game, and anything's possible. I lost 13-0, and he shook my hand. He said, good game, brother, and I enjoyed the tournament. You know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, here's a guy who many call the best ever. I don't know if that's true or not, but certainly he's one of the best to play the game. He played me. He didn't run his mouth. He didn't look down at me. We had a good game, and you know, he won. He won probably easily, but when it was over, he shook my hand and said, "Enjoy the tournament," and we went on about our day. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, I don't know that anybody who would play me would walk around with their chest sticking out. But if I play any of these guys on the phone, you know, all these guys, Steve-O, Cornstar, RG, hey, man, I'm going to shake you guys' hands and you know, wish you well for the rest of the tournament, and we're going to just have a good time.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, yeah. You know, the reason I ask is because I hear a lot of the talking going on. I hear a lot of the smack talk, and I know smack talk is just that, it's smack talk. But I hear guys talking that practice constantly, that play constantly, they play money games, they play tournaments, and then they talk to guys like that, like, hey, if I beat you, then you're a bum. Well, you know, I mean, I know I can speak for myself. I played Secret in the first round at the Atlanta Mad Challenge, and I know Secret is not what Secret used to be, but to me, Secret's still a big-time player. I mean, that, you know, he's on TV. He knows what he's doing. I gave Secret probably his toughest game until he lost, and Secret was cool, just like he just described. But I wonder why there's some guys out there that think, oh, if I beat this guy that I clearly should beat, I've got a reason to run my mouth. And I just wanted to get, you know, some of these big ballers, you know, I know you guys respect your opponents because I've heard a lot, I've seen a lot of you play. I've heard about a lot of the guys you've beaten. I just wanted to know, you know, where's the glory in beating a guy that you know you should beat?
Yeah, I mean, he's a young fella. I mean, if I could just talk, I mean, I think that, like, I kind of have a reputation as somebody who kind of talks a lot when I play, but, I mean, really, also, I think that, like if you know you're good and you kind of expect to go as far as most of us expect to go, I mean, there's a point where you don't really talk unless somebody else kind of riles you up. I mean, I think I could speak, like, I know RG's kind of the same way as me in that way. Like, RG can talk if he has to, but, I mean, I'm not really going to talk unless somebody riles me up. Like, I mean, if you're in a situation where, you know, it's somebody that is getting on, like, they're getting on you, you're picking on, like, a situation where I played Pretty Boy at 05 Nationals, which was the last Nationals. I mean, that game was basically like we were on G doing a comedy act. Like, you know, like, that's a game where, you know, it's one guy starts talking, the next guy starts, you know, gets back. But, I mean, for the most part, I think that most of the people who play Madden who have that reputation as being, like, a talker, I mean, nobody really gets started unless, you know, someone kind of starts the talking with them. Like, I mean, that's just kind of how I feel. I mean, anybody else can comment on it. Like, if I'm playing a guy who's just kind of humble, like you said, like a guy who's just at the tournament for the tournament experience and, you know, he's just there having a good time and he's playing his game and, you know, of course, you know, you just keep your mouth shut. You know, hopefully you're able to just beat him pretty handily or beat him without having to, you know, open up your playbook too much. And at the end of the game, you know, you shake his hand, you say, hey, you know, good game. You know, good luck with whatever else you're doing. And yeah, I mean.
Gotcha. Yeah. Just want to reset the show real quick. You know, we got a lot of people on. Probably got a few new listeners popping in the chat box. We're on with Coach K of the EAFL, EAFL Commish. Talking to, I'm Govals, I'm guest hosting the show. I'm also an EAFL guy. We're talking to K-Star, RG, Steve-O, Young Fella. We've got Bobby Storm on the line. We're talking to Philly Ron. Did I leave anybody out?
Nope.
Awesome. Got a caller from the 773, wants to be heard. 773, you're on the Mad Voice with absolutely an all-star lineup.
Yo, it's Vince. What's up?
What's up,
man? Nothing much. I just wanted to call into the show tonight. I didn't think I'd have a chance this Friday at Bama Bowl because T wasn't sure if he was going to do it or not. But I just wanted to make a comment on this whole T deal. I know T can fight his own battles. Shoot, I've known this for, 5 years now. But I don't think it's cool after T, you know, was the bigger man last week. Well, I think it was last week. And, you know, he came forward and said he was wrong. And for him, you know, to just keep on, I just don't think, it's right. So I'm pretty sure everybody's seen on the boards where I've called him out. And, you know, I think he's a duck. And that's just I think that's the bottom line. I think he's a true duck. And I hope come Saturday, when it's all said and done, I hope he don't, has a camera trying to get on T's face, you know, calling him out, because I'm going to come right back at him with my camera, I'm going to be just as loud as him. So that's all I wanted to say, and that's it on that matter.
All right.
All right, Vince. Thanks, hey, man. Thanks for calling and putting that word in, man.
Yep, no problem. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Vince. You know, that's kind of one of those things where I'm glad Vince called and said that, but – you know, I know T's put that behind him, and this show's about the Players Bowl and getting the word out and making sure that we talk that thing up, because it's the biggest event of Mad for the year. We got a 717 area code. You're on the Mad Voice with the All-Star cast. What's up?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Whoa.
Ooh.
I just want to call in and say my name's Emily. I'm from the 10K, and I'm coming to do some press coverage on the event. I'm definitely looking forward to Saturday.
Wow.
You're from where?
I'm actually from, I'm like 90 miles away. I'm in Lancaster.
No, you said you're from the what K?
Oh, 10K, like the number, 10K.com.
10K.com? Hold on.
10K, just a gaming website.
Okay.
Somebody Google. Anybody
I'm
get
doing
a picture?
Right there.
I want a picture. Is there a picture of you at 10K? No, I'm just kidding. So you're from 10K. Explain. take a minute and tell everyone exactly what 10K.com is and what it is you're covering about Players Bowl.
10K.com is just we just promote unity in the gaming community. It's for all gaming platforms. It's just a website. We can get together. You know, none of that hype and politics from other websites, just hanging out, just doing whatever. We do community game nights. We do some official Xbox stuff. Me personally coming down to Philly to cover the event is mainly because on the East Coast you don't get to cover too many events.
Yeah.
So it's only a big opportunity for me. And like Govals, I think you were saying to Bobby, like, how do you get people involved? How do you, you know, promote these events? I'm all about promoting these events, getting gamers together, and so I'm looking to, you know, come down and promote it and know more about it so that way I can get more people involved in it next year.
When are you
expected to
be here so that we can make sure that you're taken care of? This is Philly Ryan talking.
What do you mean?
When are you exactly expected to be in town so that we can make sure that you're taken care of? Make sure you need whatever you need, you're taken care of.
I believe my crew and I are rolling in about 10. It's going to be me and two other gentlemen. One of them is actually doing a feed for, we're kind of partnered with a live streaming TV show that's hosted in L.A., and so we're actually going to send some video clips to them to try to get some more people. I mean, you guys are talking about nationals next year. If these people are serious about it, they'll be coming down to nationals from across the country. So I'm coming down. We're trying to be there around 10, 10:30 at the latest to get in.
Okay.
All right. Just so everyone's clear, because it took me a minute to find it, the actual web address on this is www.the10k.com, T-H-E-10-K.com, D10K.com. Looks like a pretty good website. I haven't, you know, we'll certainly explore it, but urge everybody listening to go check this out. So you guys are actually going to cover the event, send some live video, and you guys are, your goal or mission is to be involved in the kind of organization or uniting of the gaming community, right?
Exactly. Actually, I also do a podcast. Every Wednesday, we do the Gamers Garage podcast, and so I've been promoting it for the last maybe month on there. And so after that, you know, from obviously we're gonna be, it's an audio show again, so we're gonna be recording some audio and playing that over during the podcast. Any pictures going up anywhere I can put them? So,
well, let me go ahead real quick. Why don't I'm gonna ask T, Commish T actually runs this show, EAFL Commish. I'm guest hosting for him, but he is on the line. EAFL Commish, you wanna give this nice young lady some contact information for you so that y'all can get together and collaborate here?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, I mean I'm fairly certain that I'll be easy to find. I think that the main people that she's going to want to connect with, as much as lovely as she sounds, would probably be Bobby, Philly Ron, and some of the directors there. But, you know, I'll certainly be bouncing around with the crew and be available for anybody to say hello to or help out or whatever. But I'm pretty sure that, you know, between Bobby and Ron and whoever else is there, that, you know, she'll be well taken care of. It's exciting that this is happening for the community, that another site has been promoting it and is willing to come down and do everything that they're doing, call into the show and let us know of their intentions. And so it's just, you know, it's just one more layer of collaboration, and you know, it just adds to the excitement of what's going to happen on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why I said your information. I obviously can be in contact with Bobby Storm and Philly Ron and get all that took care of. I know that this show, the Madden Voice, and you in particular, and everybody's cooperation seems to be the epicenter of getting things together. And I just thought the more people that have each other's contact information, the better off we'll all be.
Yeah, I'm easy to find. I mean, if anyone needs me, they can go right on the Blog Talk site to the show, and there's a link that will bring you right to me. Or if you go to EAFLmadden.com, you can get to me that way. Or I'm fairly easy to find for anybody who's interested.
Now, what was your name again from 10K?
My name is Emma. Gamer tag is Demolition.
Demolition.
Okay. All right.
E-M-M-A.
Well, now, E-M-M-A, like
mm-hmm.
Emma?
Yeah.
All right.
E-M-M-A.
Emma, what other events have you covered, or is this going to be the first event of its kind that you guys are covering?
First, well, my site, we just, most of them are located on the West Coast, so collectively we've done, like, GDC, last year E3 was done, this year E3 will be done, so we've done the bigger events, so we thought it'd be important to bring some of the smaller events. I've done LAN stuff before, nothing published, nothing big like this, so this personally is my first one, but our site in total has done many MLG events, stuff like that.
You picked the best community to have your first assignment be a part of. So,
I thought so.
Yeah, welcome in.
Yeah,
welcome aboard.
And I just want to interject and just say thank you for even looking at us. And at the same time, I mean, it's really mind-blowing. I'm almost at a loss for words because I'm the type, I've been out to the E3s. I've been talking about this stuff for years. And for it to, for something like this to come about as almost like a happenstance is amazing. So I really appreciate that. I know Bobby appreciates that. And again, when you get in the city, I'll make sure that I meet you. Whatever you need, just let me know. Make sure that anybody who comes in is taken care of. So just make sure I get a chance to meet with you. You have multiple Madden sites on this phone call. I'm sure the different sites would have no problem with getting some of their products to you to help as giveaways or something for your site, for giving us this opportunity to showcase the stuff that we do. So, again, I really just want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to come and view what we do, because we've been wanting for years some type of media to come in and look at this. We've had NFL Network or something like that, but you're a true gaming site, and for you to say that you've been to MLG or your company's been to an MLG type event, and now you're coming to this event, that really validates the hard work that we're doing, and it gives us a little more fortitude in order to keep putting the same type of effort that we do when putting these events on.
Well, right. You know, it starts off as something small. These events didn't just come out of nowhere. It takes the group with the heart to make these events happen, and they start off small, and their love for what they do rubs off on the other people, and eventually it grows into something worthwhile, regardless of whether or not it's something, nationwide. The fact that you go there and enjoy it and have fun and there's other people who enjoy what you do, I think that's all that matters. So that's where the unity in the gaming community comes from, regardless of whether or not you're well-known or not. It's all about being
well,
there.
Well, Emma, let me ask you this. What is it that brought you or your website's attention to the tournament scene of Madden, and more in particular, the Madden Voice radio show?
Believe it or not, it was for an individual. I know him as N. York. His name is David. I don't know if you know him. He actually told me about it. He's a good friend of mine. He told me about it, and that was probably maybe a month ago, and Him and I made plans to meet up there so I could do all of this, and then I brought two more people on board with me, one from another website, and so for the last month or so we've been planning this, and I can't believe this weekend's here, and I can't wait, took off work, got rid of the family, excited.
Awesome. It looks like I've got a caller that's got their hand raised. I'm going to go to them. They may have a question for you or may not, but can you bear with us one more second?
Most certainly.
Okay. Caller from the 570, you're on with Emma from 10K.
No, I'm just calling to let you guys know I'm listening. This is on for Ant.
Oh, hey, Ant, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
All right.
Are you just wanting to listen in?
Yeah, I'm just listening in, showing my support, really. I'm not coming to
all
the
right.
Players Bowl this year, but I'll be there next year. I'm down
all
with
right.
The EFL crew.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, brother. We appreciate it. I'm going to put you back on mute so that so you could just listen in with us, all right?
All right.
All right. Well, Emma, listen, we appreciate it, and echo everything Philly Ron said. I'm sure you've got contact information or can get contact information easily for Philly Ron or Bobby Storm. Bobby Storm's website is GameTimePhilly.net. I'm sure you probably already know that, but just in case you don't, check that out, get some contact information, and I know those guys will take care of you and appreciate your site's interest in the Players Bowl and helping make it even better.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate this. If you did send, other contacts, other websites, my email from the 10K is actually ecarr@the10k.com.
All right, and I'm phillyron@gmail.com. Hold on one second. Let me just get you locked in.
Can you say that again, Emma?
ecarr@the10k.com.
ecarr@the10k.com.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Well, so
anything.
That
I'll do little events, big events, LAN events, anything.
All right.
You want plugs, free plugs. No, everybody loves free plugs.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Free is good.
All right, Emma, we appreciate it. Can't say thank you enough.
Yes.
No problem, gentlemen.
All right, you have a nice night.
Seeing you Saturday.
Thank you. Right. You too. Bye, guys. See you Bye. Saturday.
See you
Saturday.
Right.
All right, everybody do us a favor. Go check out the 10K.com. That's a media entity taking interest in the MAD community. And as Philly Ron so eloquently said, that's something that the MAD community has been looking for and working hard towards for years. And just talk, you know, first I'll go to you, Bobby, because obviously Philly just made a comment about it. But talk about how that, you know, not to sound corny, but how does that make you feel to know that all the hard work that the tournament directors, including yourself, have put in, now the some media outlets that cover large events like E3, Major League Gaming, they're starting to look at events like the Players Bowl and the Madden tournament scene and wanting to cover that and be a part of it?
I mean, all the hard work we've put into this over the years, I mean, when media outlets contact you like that, it really makes, you know, all the hard work, like, really pay off. And then somebody's watching. Like I said, the owner of MLG, I've talked to on a first-name basis a couple times. He's very familiar with what we do here in Philly, and has showed some interest. And, like, she contacted me. Emma contacted me about a month ago, and we talked and invited her down. And even when we did we had an NFL Network a couple years ago. You know, people are watching. You know, like I said, we tell the guys, you know, we, you know, talk your junk and you know, Madden is all, you know, talk your stuff and everything. But, you know, keep your cool. You know what I mean? You got an image to portray. So don't lose your mind out there, because people are watching. And as long as we, you know, act accordingly, we're going to get that sponsorship we've been waiting for. We'll get more shows like the Madden Nation Bus or more reality shows for Madden, just like you said, the poker and everything. But we just got to keep on our toes. That's all.
Yeah, and I want to add kind of an editorial, you know, and again, I'm just a normal guy and I'm stepping in here, but this is a format. I want to add an editorial to that. You know, places like those media outlets like the 10K and the places you're talking about coming on and sponsoring, you know, the MAD community, they're calling into this show and they're talking to these tournament directors because you guys handle yourselves like professionals, because T's built a professional atmosphere with this show. You know, it's garnering a lot of respect, and anyone that doesn't see that, to me, is blind. And like Philly Ron said in such a great way, we've got to continue to push the same format we're pushing right now on shows like this, and this will do nothing but continue to grow. Does everybody agree with that?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that, like I said, that the support, as long as the Balls continue to support us and we keep trying to make the product better, make the events better, and like I said, we always take suggestions. So anything to make it better, you know, we'll put it over the top. You know, even last year, we had a sponsor just to piggyback on. Even when we paid out Players Bowl last year, we had a sponsor that backed out on us a month into the tournament. You know, we still paid out, and we couldn't guarantee what we initially had guaranteed, but we still paid out the top 8 spots. I mean, how many tournaments you know where you can finish 8th place and have somebody hand you $100, you know?
Yeah.
And it was funny how to see some guys getting out to the final 8 and get $100, $150 handed to them. And then that was good stuff, you know? And a lot of guys came and thanked me and said, you know, I had a great time. So this year we got BringIt.com, who we've able to guarantee the entire money. So the whole $3,000 is guaranteed. So just to piggyback what I put on the post, the guys don't know about it. First place is $2,000 cash. Second place is $500. Third and fourth place is $250. And that has nothing to do with the NBA Live or the 2K or Fight Night. They got their own prize money. So along with the friendships and us talking stuff and having a good time and the food, this is the best place to be on Saturday. So, I mean, for a lot of guys, many guys is not coming, they're going to miss something really special on Saturday.
Yep.
You know, for the guys that do coming, I look forward to seeing y'all. We're going to have a good time on Saturday. That's all I can enough say right there.
Yeah, and there's no excuse. I mean, I live 12 hours away. There's no excuse if you're within 4 or 5 hours of Philadelphia. There's no excuse not to be at this event. Let's just put it that way.
Last year we had one guy drive from Mississippi to the Players Bowl. Mississippi.
Yeah. Was that the boy with his girl?
That's Dave.
That's the guy with his girl. Yeah, he drove from Mississippi.
Oh, yeah,
to get
the two guys from North Carolina that came from. Yeah, that was crazy.
Public service announcement.
I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. If my wife hadn't lost her job last month, I'd be driving up there. But my wife lost her job, so I gotta have some priorities. But I wish I was. I mean, I'm gonna be there through the EAFL, and they're gonna be repping, and I can't wait to see all the coverage, and especially with 10K covering it. I mean, this is really, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, this is unprecedented. I mean, you're talking about, you know, the Players Bowl, a tournament that's not sanctioned, it's not an EA put on event, it's not an ESPN put on event. It's going to get basically, I guess, mainstream in the gaming world media coverage.
Oh, definitely. Definitely mainstream media coverage. And everybody in the MAC community, for the most part, knows what's going on Philly on Saturday. So it's no secret. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing all the guys as far as you may come, whether it be Cali or down south or right ahead in our backyard. We're going to have a good time on Saturday, and we're going to crown one champion at the end of the night. Whoever that is, we're going to find out. And Kid Josh is coming to defend his title. I just got a call from him this morning. He is coming to defend his title.
All right. I don't know who else we got left on the phone, but I want to hear a little smack talk. I want to go down the line. Who's going to pull the crew? Who's going to win the crew? And who's your pick to win the Players Bowl Championship? Coach K.
To win a championship, if I have to pick someone outside of the EAFL, I'm gonna go with the killer one. That's who I think.
With who?
The killer one.
That's enough.
All right. What about Philly? What about Philly Ron?
All right. Is that the format we're gonna use? You got to be outside your crew.
No, man. You can pick whoever you want, dog.
All right. Crew on crew. Of course, I trust my crew to do their thing. So that's SNS. In the crew on crew championship, and I'm looking for Boy Blue to come through and get his first major.
Oh,
he's been so close, so of course I want to put him out.
That Boy Blue, I hear Boy Blue's name a lot. Bobby Storm, who you got?
Look, we just gonna add to the trophy case. Everybody on his phone already know that. So we gonna add to the trophy case on Friday night, and I'm looking for Dynasty to get his first Players Bowl.
Dynasty's won everything else this year. You really think Dynasty could pull that clean sweep?
Come on now. I started him out 3 years ago. It's been a stepping ladder. We ain't come here for nothing. I told them guys in Turks, they laughed at me then. We here for a reason. The man's
he
on a roll. He's hungry. He's still hungry.
All right. Steve-O, your turn.
Crew versus crew, I don't really know. I don't really know who's in each of the crews or who they pick, so I'm not really sure. But to win the Players Bowl, I'm going to have to go with my dude, Los from Tampa. He got a whole lot of defense and a whole lot of people and got no kind of offense. So I like him.
All right. Let's see. Who we got up next? It looks like we got K-Star. Cornstar, who you got?
The crew and crew. I mean, obviously, I got E&B. I mean, I feel like they are the best player repping the whole thing. That'd be me. And second of all, I mean, you know, we got a bunch of, like, EMB, like, people really don't know, we added a couple of new people this year, and Drag Racer from Milwaukee, and this kid named Joke has been doing really good out in the East. And you're definitely going to see Drag Racer and Joke do their things and make their, you know, Players Bowl debut or whatever. And as far as who wins, I don't know, yo. I really don't. All right, if Gene plays in, I would like to see him win. You know, outside of me, I'd like to see RG win because RG's a good guy. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to make a prediction who wins because prediction doesn't really mean anything. We'll see what happens. But I do like my chances a lot because I don't really think anyone's going to be ready for my offense. So we'll see.
All right, T, who you got?
I don't know. I was checking out my Twitter, and I got a funny message from Ian Cummings. Unexpected side effect. Now that we're getting more people interested in Madden earlier, we're also getting more jackasses on the forums. Oh, that was pretty funny. Dynasty has been on a roll, and so if I was a betting man, I'd say that he's going to end out the season and take it. But most of you know I'm not really a betting man, so I'll give a general answer. I think Dynasty's going to be there. I still think that Cornstar, I think, has been looking real good. But I also want to just say that I think that the EAFL guys – we've got three or four pretty strong guys have come close. They split a tournament down in Virginia. they've you know, made Final Eight in some MCs. And I just think that we're due, that someone in the EAFL is just due to shake things up a bit. And it could very well be this Saturday at Players Bowl that the surprise that people are talking about that could happen could be that the EAFL, a guy from our league, actually goes in and pulls off the upset and walks away with the title.
Well, I mean, Casper did pull off the upset beating Problem last year. Is that right?
Yeah, he did. And in my opinion, and nothing against Problem at all, Problem's a great player, was a great player, certainly was the best last year, but I don't think Problem ever recovered from that loss. I think that Casper exposed something because he didn't win the tournament, and it was the first major that he hadn't won. And I just think Casper exposed something. Now, that's not saying that, like I said, Problem's a great player, but, you know, you haven't heard much from Problem since that upset.
He lost the Nazi later
on. Like I see.
You know, something I haven't heard, I expected to hear. I know the Corporation is a crew that gets a lot of, a lot of press out in the forums, I guess, because some of them are kind of loud. Does nobody see the Corporation guys making noise?
I think
Truth will be there talking. He'll be there talking.
Truth will make some noise.
I mean, make noise on the sticks. I know they're going to make noise with their mouths.
Now, Truth will be there.
Truth will be there. I think when it's all said and done, Truth is going to be somewhere in that mix.
Yeah.
Like I said, when they get down to that final eight, I see Truth somewhere down in there. He's always around there, so you can't sleep on the court. Corp is gonna be strong. They got some killers in there. You can't sleep on nobody on Saturday. That's the whole thing. These guys is labbing all night and up all night and work during the day and lab all night. They getting ready for Saturday, so they're gonna pull all the stunts out. You're gonna see guys that you don't even know coming. That's the thing about it. It's guys coming that we don't even on this phone. This guy's coming and we don't even know who's coming. Then we won't know on Saturday till they get there.
Stopping in their talk.
You can't discount the desperation factor either. It's the biggest term of the year. You got guys that this is my chance to make a name. You know, you can't discount that, I don't think. I'm going to go down the line, guys. Anybody got closing thoughts? Start with you, Coach K. Any closing thoughts about Players Bowl in the show?
Hey, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Definitely hyped. When you go to GameTimePhilly.net, you see that little video montage right down in the top right, you know. That's always going to get people hyped for the event, but I hope that this year's Players Bowl, it gives enough action to make a new video montage. And I think that this year is going to promise to definitely provide that type of action. So I'm definitely looking forward to it, man.
Philly Ron, you got any closing thoughts for the night?
Dude, just can't wait again to meet up with everybody again. You know, get to holler at people, see how they doing in their personal lives, you know, just make sure everything, as far as if I got anything that can help anybody get anything that they're looking for, you know, make sure I'm able to build some more bridges while at the event, and just can't wait to have a good time with everybody, man, and make sure that we put on a successful event.
I think that's a real important thing to say, man. I mean, don't, you know, if people go there with an intention on making enemies, then you're going with the wrong intention. You know, go there to compete, but go there and make some friends, and you may build some alliances that'll last you a while. Bobby Storm, you got any closing thoughts?
Just thanks a lot to all the guys that have pre-registered so far, and just tell the guys that have not pre-registered, still try to get that in before Saturday, because on Friday we shutting it down, and then the guys got to pay more at the door, and, you know, it doesn't make sense to do that. So just keep going to www.gametimephilly.net and get that in on Thursday so you can get that out the way. See you guys Saturday.
All right, Bobby. We'll see you.
All right.
All right. Let's see. Who got next? Looks like Steve-O, you got any closing thoughts on Players Bowl?
I'm looking forward to being out there, seeing everybody. Most importantly, seeing some great matchups and games going on. I love to watch games, and besides that, I mean, I want to thank Bobby for always coming on the Players Bowl for us every year. Besides that, in the EA Challenge, ain't no really big tournaments that we look forward to, but Nashville will be back next year, so looking forward to that, too.
All right. Cornstar, you're next, man. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to reach out and let everyone know that on the Madden Lab,
know, on Friday, my offensive e-book is dropping out or whatever. So make sure to check it out. It's not the norm. You know, every year I got dots and all that kind of stuff and a really unique offense. And this year, the game's kind of boring, but, you know, it's still the same. So make sure and check that out this week. And honestly, I think it's no one for my crew. EMB takes it. I really like someone from the Midwest, like Truth or Delph, you know, to take it. And people really haven't been bringing up Delph, which I think is kind of funny because he's really tough on Madden 09, and, you know, you guys will see him out there. And like I said, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see everyone, RG, you know, all my dudes, Gene, everyone out there. So, you know, I'm real excited.
Awesome. T, what about you, man? Closing thoughts on the Players Bowl?
Well, first is, once again, thank you for the 10K, Emma, and pardon me, and her people for coming on the show tonight and letting everybody know of you know, their intent to cover the event on Saturday. We appreciate you thinking highly enough of the Madden voice to come on and announce that here. We appreciate that and look forward to it. We also definitely need to recognize the Madden Lab and their contribution to all of this. Despite everything that's going on in the community, the Madden Lab remains to be the kind of the central forums for all of this activity. And, you know, anytime anybody wants to know anything about what's going on in the Madden community, they go to the Madden Lab first. So thanks to Duke and Gambino for continuing to host our home, where we call home, the EAFL forums as well. But, you know, there's always the latest news, and you just heard Cornstar is going to be dropping his new offense on Friday. So there's always something going on in the Madden Lab. And I'm pretty sure I can predict that on Saturday, for those of you who cannot make the tournament, I mean, go to GameTimePhilly.net and pre-register and do that. But if for some reason you can't, there's going to be hundreds of guys on the Madden Lab reporting updates all day. So make sure you go there.
The Madden Lab will definitely be blowing up with updates like usual.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But, you know, it was a good show. I appreciate Govall sitting in for me tonight. I had to work, and I'll be sitting in for me again next Tuesday, but I will be calling in, and I appreciate that. And it's just great to be able to contribute and to give something to the community as the tournament is now only a few days away.
Yeah, I want to give before we go off the air, I want to give a shout out to In York. Emma mentioned In York as the reference she got to send her to the Madden Voice and to this this show. Want to recognize that, you know, it's only like that with guys that are members of the community, spreading the word to people that matter, maybe raising their hand and getting someone's attention, that's going to continue to spread the word and get the Madden community where it needs to be. So we want to give a shout-out to In York. I personally want to thank all the guests for your patience with me. This is my first time hosting T's show. I do host my own show, but I have a different format. Thank you for your tolerance of me and how I do things a little bit differently. I've had a great time doing the show, and thanks to all the listeners and all that good stuff. Hopefully next week we'll have a nice review of Players Bowl, and hopefully one of the guys we've had on tonight or one of the EAFL guys will be the Players Bowl champion, and we can have them on and talk to you guys about it and all that good stuff. So all the guests, man, I appreciate all you guys and your patience, and T, I appreciate you thinking of me when you needed somebody to fill in.
Of course.
All right. Anybody else got anything? Because we got about 1 minute and then we're done. Anybody else want to plug something? No.
Well, I'll plug. As we wind down, I'll just plug that in the middle of all this, the EAFL has started two new leagues. Now we're up to 9 leagues, and as Phil Frazier called us, the power user of leagues. And our PS3 league will be starting tomorrow. For those of you out there waiting to get started, a.k.a. KLTC Wayne, I hear you out there hollering, brother. We will get started tomorrow. The 360 league got started a couple days ago, and it's already rocking and rolling. So for all you guys that are in the league and using the league as a labbing grounds for a Players Bowl, there's 9 leagues. So if you go to EAFLmadden.com/join, you can sign up, too, and get into one of these leagues and get some last-minute lab games in before Players Bowl.
Yeah, and there's not any better place to prepare. I mean, there's some pretty heavy hitters in the AFL and some really good ballers and a lot of different styles. I mean, while a lot of people run the same thing, there are a lot of different styles. Come to the AFL and you'll find a good place to lab. It's been my home league forever. And while I'm not a top flight player, I can honestly say that I was a bum when I came in the AFL, and I know I'm not a bum now. So come to the AFL and do your lab, and if you have to. Hopefully we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully Players Bowl will be fun. I hope everybody has a safe trip. I want to wish everyone good luck on that. We don't want to have any bad news of something happening. Hope everyone has a safe trip. Be safe when you're out and about town. And just go make some friends, man. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy your fellow competitors. Make friends for a lifetime and have a good time. Don't waste it with trash talk and anger. Have a good time and good luck at the Players Bowl. See y'all next week.
Thank you.
All right, see ya.
Good luck, guys.
Take care. See y'all.
All right.